Are we alive?
Are we live?
We never really
check.
We never really turn anything off.
Which one's my mic?
Sounds like we're live.
Where's my mic?
Where is your mic? What? I think.
Check. I don't think I'm mic'd.
Are you on remote? Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to blast everybody.
Can you hear me?
Vaguely. I can hear you through
I think
reflection.
You're the leftmost input.
Yeah. Maybe you're a channeling?
How's that sound?
Is this better? Can you hear me?
Johnny, the one that says headphone. Or,
Headset? Oh, there it is. Cool. All right.
Okay.
Sounds
like you got a really strong gate there.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. All right. I think that's fine.
Okay.
It also feeds back into my headphones, so I can't exactly tell what my volume is. So, am I too loud?
No. Right, well, cool. You're always obnoxious, but never too loud.
Okay, what do you want here?
I'm just going to get in. One, two. The only thing is that downside is that this kind of has to be quick because we're doing so much stuff right now.
All right. Let's get the door closed.
That would be a good idea.
Oh, waiting on beaches.
And Dick God.
Okay. Well, we're hanging out.
Okay. I just have to keep one ear open for the radio.
Check.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Cash.
Oh, man.
Credit, debit.
Paper or plastic?
Hey, IRC guys. We're about to sign off for this year. So if you have any questions or topics you'd like addressed, throw it in the chat. I'm staring at it. I don't think anyone's there. I'll type. Hey, IRC guys.
Hey, IRC guys. Word up.
Yes, we're live. Word up, freaked. Word up indeed. All right, we're waiting on beaches. One more. And then we will kick this off. Dun, 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 I can't sit still that long in this outfit. I'll die. It cooks me. I have to keep airflow constantly going through it. I literally did cook to death.
I'm amazed we're not using you as a radio transmitter, honestly.
So what you're saying is that you're literally in shark skin. If you stop moving, you die.
Yeah, or like a baked potato. I'm wrapped in foil and will cook to death.
So why don't you go over and visit the Tesla Science Center booth? I'm sure that all of their high voltage gear and Tesla coils would be very interesting.
Just go roll around in it.
Beer radio dude.
Are they still up?
They were before. They're probably breaking down right now.
Okay. Can I get a dose of Club Mate in my cup?
Hell no.
Just dump it in there. That's good. Thank you. I'm drinking, this is a mixture of Club Mate, Red Bull, and Pamplemousse LaCroix, and some rum, and some vodka.
Nice.
What do we call that?
Non-discriminate.
There's no Malort in it?
There's not. Oh, it would be really good, actually.
It's right there.
Throw me the Malort.
Malort?
Malort. Malort. Oh, I should take this fucking... Nope.
You sparingly.
Well, I didn't want it to all go. I didn't want it to be gone at the end of the first day. Yeah. Sploosh. Should we all do a shot of Malort?
Dear God, no.
No.
That sounds.
Of all the things that we should do,
I heard a yes.
Having a shot of Malort is like the least thing that we should ever do.
The least thing.
Yes, the very least thing.
Spiritus rectificat von Bani.
Yeah.
Rectified spirit. Part of Poland.
It pretty much
white spirits from Poland.
Yeah.
Good. Say goodbye to your vision.
It's potato alcohol.
Yeah.
It's just alcohol.
So how much of the methanol is in there, and how blind will we go?
No, actually, that's a very good one. I prefer that one over Everclear.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
So we're trying to go on the air. We need to get the door shut.
Oh yeah, we're all here. I mean, you can keep drawing. Just close the door.
Yeah, you can be in and draw.
Come on in.
Come on.
Yeah.
Stop penises.
Well, I guess we can do penises now. We have to reuse the... Okay.
Yeah, that's to come back in 2 years.
All right.
We should make a rule that you're allowed to draw penises if you throw in enough money to buy 2 new pieces of foam.
I like it.
Yeah. And they're expensive this year.
Can we change it to start drawing vaginas instead?
No, just no sexual organs.
People don't get offended over vaginas. That's called feminism.
Hashtag feminism. What are you officially
saying? Most might not know what it looks like.
Yeah, I think we just ramble.
Yeah. We're at a NerdCon. Hashtag nerds.
Ramble for like 45 minutes.
All right.
Well, I don't have that kind of time.
Yeah,
so
we're going to go around, starting with Neo.
Who has to get the hell out of here. Folks, it's been a pleasure. See you in 2 years. Kind.
Salute.
Bye, Neo.
Prost.
And then I guess, all right. I'm I hope there's a video feed of this.
There's
no. Oh, there is.
Oh.
It's pretty funny.
Don't drink the spiritus.
Why would you, was that straight spiritus?
Yes.
You, sir, are less intelligent than we give you credit for. All right.
Oh.
This is the Radio Stettler closing ceremonies. I have been and will continue to be for the foreseeable future Johnny Christmas.
I will be Beaches for as long as I can.
I will hopefully continue to be Darko unless, like, I don't know, there's someone outside waiting for me, but I'm a little worried about that now.
You're still Darko if you're dead.
That's true. I will most probably be Nick God.
Yeah, I'll still be Bunny.
My state-issued identification will say stop A.
Can we switch names in 2 years? And yeah. We'll just go around
clockwise.
Yeah, we'll just,
wait, like, so does that mean I'm going to be Johnny Christmas?
Yes.
Oh, shit. I don't think I can fill those shoes.
Wait, does that make me Cooter?
Yeah.
You get to wear the suit. You'll have to dress like this. And, like, for a whole day. Like, you have to deal with being a dumb idiot for a whole day in this suit. And having people talk to you about it.
I think some type of Johnny Xmas cosplay would be awesome.
What would that look like?
Like, cat 70 ears. People dressed like that.
We could do a Johnny Christmas look-alike contest at home.
And then you could enter and lose.
Yeah. Yeah.
I kind of actually want to make this happen as, like, a panel next year.
That'd be pretty good.
Like, do it at, like, midnight in, like, the third track or something. You know?
The problem is this suit is no longer made, and it's hard to find, like, on eBay and stuff.
I mean, you can get duct tape that looks like that.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Duct tape and tinfoil?
Or we could all just be in suits and cat ears.
Yeah.
I think the rest of us should be judges for this.
Could
and
we
invite
a,
the rest of the attendees to try and impersonate Johnny.
Could we do a Johnny Christmas, like, trivia game show?
I mean, I would win.
Would you?
My Johnny Xmas cosplay, I would have a super soaker filled with Malort just forcing it into people's mouths.
Did you see that? I have that. Did you make that up?
I did not know that was a thing.
That was a good cosplay because apparently
my friend Dan, I'll drop his Twitter handle. He's ADM Ford on Twitter. He made me a Super Soaker Malort launcher with bandolier. What do you call that?
Bandolier.
With
it's a bandolier.
A bandolier that can hold 4 or 6 Malort bottles. And then it's funny because the Super Soaker 50, the original one that everyone had,
is
the threading on it, the same as a 750 milliliter
bottle. Oh my god.
So you just screw it right into the Super Soaker, and all you need is the bracket to support the bottle on top, and pump and fire. So
that is a frightening prospect.
Yeah
it's pretty good.
And you know what? I am dumb as hell for not bringing it to Hope, because the problem with a lot of the conferences is they're in hotels that don't allow outside alcohol.
Right.
So I can't run around with it. I don't know why the fuck I didn't think of bringing it to Hope, the one place where you can do whatever the hell you want. I'm a dumbass. I'll cop to it. And now I have to, like, live with that for 2 years.
So I have a question.
That's
if you were
too bad.
To replace the Malort with, like, Everclear, would that be a better flamethrower than the one you set on fire?
No. No, because that's that's propane.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's way more flammable than well, because it's condensed, so there's a lot of it. Like, you could burn through the Everclear, but it'd be gone really fast.
Yeah, but if you pressurized up the Everclear, wouldn't you get a little bit farther throw on it?
Oh, the actual Super Soaker.
Yeah.
So the problem with that is the flame is, there's not enough pressure to guarantee the flame won't quickly work its way back into the gun.
Right.
Exploding Super Soaker with a glass bottle, got it.
With flaming liquid, yeah. Are you bringing that up because of the woman who called me out? Oh, it was Melissa who called me out. It was during my talk.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was during the Radio Stettler panel.
Yeah.
That's right. So, yeah, I was quoted in Forbes, famous Forbes business magazine. You know, and everybody in their life wants to use the phrase, I was quoted in Forbes. I have to end that sentence with, for setting my own flamethrower on fire. So, now that's in Forbes. And that's all they said. Just my one sentence tweet made it into a Forbes article. It said, oh, it's two sentences. It said, guys, I set the flamethrower on fire. The user manual does not address this. Johnny Xmas, that's in Forbes. I'm not upset. I just wish they would have quoted something else.
Really, just anything.
Just anything. Just like, I have to pee. Like, I would rather... hyphen Johnny Xmas.
By the way, for those who can't see it, Freak said, go to work to Radio Statler. You never disappoint.
Yeah, thanks, Freak. Like, I really love...
He also said, yay, vaginas.
So anyone, I don't think anyone disagrees with that. It's a controversial opinion. I really love our IRC audience and the fact that we have so many listeners from Australia and Europe. Like, Australia and Africa.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
South America.
I think, was it 26 different countries?
No. 40, let me pull it up. It was 41 countries, and we had 3,333 listeners.
What was the most concurrent?
We don't know.
We don't know.
I'll assume 3,000 or so concurrent listeners.
Sure. Yeah.
That's amazing. And like working in the booth here at Hope, you don't get a good idea of who's listening out there. You just don't know. And maybe we can fix that maybe in the future.
I was talking about building a dashboard for that.
Because it might be depressing too, so might be time to just turn that monitor off.
Well, times you walk in and you're like, hey, look, there's 1,500 listeners. Hey, guys, how you doing? Oh, there's 300 listeners.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, 300 is cool.
300
I was in many talks here that had far less than 300 people in the chairs. Yeah. So that's crazy. And we do really broadcast a part of Hope to the world, and we broadcast alternative programming. Like, we're not just streaming the talks.
Yeah.
And I think this year was the first year we really weren't just streaming talks for the most part. We had packed programming. What was the cause of that?
I sent a message out to all the speakers on the speaker list.
I think that, I agree.
That's super effective.
I think that's what did it. We spammed all the speakers and said, hey, would you also like another hour or so to talk about stuff?
Tech Dark OU spam. It was super effective.
It was. So keep doing that.
Except and, not so late next time, please. Thank you.
I mean,
I worked for what I could.
We can keep the slots. We can have 3 a.m. slots. Or I guess we did. I think we just...
I mean...
I wish it could be like the old Agent Steel talks where they just give us midnight and we just go on and on and on and on. I mean, we do that on the radio anyhow, but to have the room, that would be neat.
Oh, for the panel?
Yeah. It was like endless time.
How did the overnight game and booze sections go? I wasn't here.
Supposedly, Hackers Got Talent was really fun.
What
also,
was that?
It was some kind of just weird like talent show. There were 8 competitors. A 9th competitor who wasn't competing won.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, there was
that sounds talent. Like a hacker contest.
So there was a dude in the back who had the big giant inflatable balls from last year and the sumo balls, and so everybody started chanting for him. And so they had 8 prizes in a box, and the sumo guy who won got the box.
Sweet. That's all of that is the best.
this is quintessential Hope.
Yep, yeah, that's how Hope works.
That's officially now one of my hacks of the con.
We had I was here last night I was on 26 o'clock, I think, for the first time with Night Owl, and we had a blast. Yeah,
you had the best facial expression trying my stuff.
Oh, yeah. Man. The stuff like One Dark One brings for... Yeah. And, oh, man, that stuff was so good. There's so many...
We were doing what's called Ahoy Shots.
Have you guys had Ahoy? Yeah. You guys had Ahoy?
Yeah.
Ahoy, ahoy.
Yes. They're these like little like packets of... It's like Pixie Stick Pop Rocks.
Yeah.
What you do is you take a vodka shot and you put the... You pour the packet in there and then the shot, swish it, and swallow it, and then you say Ahoy.
But
toasting.
It's like Pop Rocks. So
with alcohol.
Swish, and then it's like, and then there's pressure in your mouth. And then you have to swallow it, but then also the Pop Rocks are still everywhere and you have to yell Ahoy. But like it's an intense flavor and Pop Rocky and then straight Spiritus.
And then Johnny wasn't paying attention and tried my stuff. So like I got to see his face change 6 colors in the course of 10 seconds.
It was just like so many different things happening in my face. It was a good time. I enjoyed it. Yeah, hashtag 26 o'clock. Drunk Tux needs more airtime next year. What is Drunk Tux?
See, I told you that they like our Drunk Tux.
Of course they like it. Yeah.
What is Drunk Tux?
We have sober
like
Tux?
Our middle of the night drunk time. Like
no, he says Tux. T-U-X.
Oh, Drink Tux. Oh, Drunk Tux.
Drunk Tux.
Tux.
Tuxie on Twitter.
Tux.
You know, did Tux. He have airtime?
Linux?
I mean, no. He was probably in here with
Tux,
PLA.
Okay.
Kid from...
Yeah, oh, Freak said I missed the shit. So, okay, I just don't know. But okay.
I honestly didn't know.
I mean, I know Tux has been on here since now, and he does a PLA.
Okay. PLA. Well, make a note. We have a demand for more drunk Tux.
I'm being, I've been taken over. I was always drunk.
Yeah, I mean, anything that has the word drunk in it, I think people are going to enjoy.
My first question is, we have sober Tux?
Yeah. I was surprisingly sober for my talk.
I'll say this, based on my half sleep, the Friday game night sounded really fun. You had a laugher in yours.
What?
What?
There's one guy who particularly excelled at laughing. Like, I was hearing parts of the Cards Against Humanity. No, it was Big Jolly Guy.
Oh, Payton.
Yeah, Payton. Oh. Yeah. No, but that sounded like that went well. I wish I was there for that, but I was trying to nap. Keyword was trying, but I did it. It sounded really fun in here.
Okay, I think we have just a few minutes before we need to start rushing upstairs for closing ceremonies.
Yeah.
Let's go around with favorite Radio Statler moments from Hope. Give you guys some time to think. My personal favorite was last night in the emergency inclusion radio Statler meeting we had with Deviant and Red Queen Mouse showed up like that. Hey, that was
perfect.
That was a blast. That was really effective, and I enjoyed being a part of that. And it was cool because there was zero fighting. It was fantastic.
Get the coolest people.
But my favorite part of that was when Red Queen had grabbed the Malort and said, why aren't we doing shots of this? And some people made faces, but she passed it out. And then somebody says out loud, like, shouldn't we be doing shots of Malort? And you hear many shouts from outside the room, like in the wilderness of Hope, going, no! Don't do it! Like, I have no idea who that was, and it was several people from different directions. He just, no!
Alarm, Amber Alert, yeah.
Amber Alert! Someone is giving people Malorts. Who's, what? What was that?
I was gonna say something about that.
I think we have a fan.
No! Shut up! All right, Beaches, favorite Radio Statler moment this year? He didn't have one. Next.
Really, honestly, I just like being able to like take a break and just be in here and talk with, like, especially like just like me and Stape were talking this morning, and it just was like really kind of relaxing and just seeing where the conversation led and just kind of
our like 30-minute like desire to see the keys signing of the internet.
Yeah, that was actually pretty fun. I'm looking forward to hearing back from them. Yeah.
I
have a sticker that says for rectal use only that is on my pants.
It's on the Malort.
It was on my head, but I put it on his pants.
I do really like the like downtime shit, let's get on the air and just figure something out.
Yeah. Those are the best moments.
Like, I had a blast doing that. I think everybody had hopped in. Yeah.
I really enjoyed the the words Amber Alert reminded me of the fun time we had with Bernie and the Onzi.
The Onzi. Yeah, it was good. the Amber Alert.
Honestly, this year is too many to count. Not just some of the stuff that I was in, but when I was up traveling around, I was also listening into the station. There was just so much good stuff. My favorite one, to be dead honest, was where I got just the best people together to just talk about hacking sex with Hack the Fuss, especially with Renderman, who came prepared with his magical bag of tricks. And by the way, including the Malort again, the exact moment when we were previewing the alcohol,
it's queso.
He grabbed the Malort and he's like, what the fuck is this shit? And I was like, he's like, Johnny brought this, right? And he said, yes. He's like, ugh. And so he started sticking the rectal use, those are his stickers. He started just sticking the rectal use only stickers, like, angrily and methodically on the bottle. So, yes, doing that whole panel, but particularly that, and just previewing loud sex toys on the microphone works, yes. Sorry, I was saying something before, but there's a victim.
To the joys of
Malone. We got a new victim.
Just got a shot taker. Malone.
Congrats, Yoss. You're part of the club.
I just realized something. I never done that and my spiritist like together. Yes, I'll be right back. Let me go back.
So, welcome to the club. We're sorry that you joined. You should be too.
That's what you get for coming in the booth. Are you leaving?
Yeah.
You're going.
Maybe around 9 or 10, I'll be back.
Oh, okay. I'm here through tomorrow. So, yeah. All right, man.
Bye.
That was Yasarian, for anyone who didn't hear that. He's a definite staple of Hope attendance.
And IRC.
And IRC. Yasarian. fun troll. Citadel, I didn't mean to take away time from Hope. I have this movie on VHS and would... Okay, that's just some IRG chat. Sorry, never mind. Moving on. This is so we've got Side Pocket trying Malort mixed with Spiritus, which is its own this is
which is 96% alcohol and 192 proof. I normally do two shots
a day. I feel like watching and allowing this to happen would get me banned from Hope.
Yeah.
This is a mistake.
This is some
I'm just throw that
Richard
out there.
Pryor this setting himself on fire.
This needs to be in the cock.
Record this.
Can I record this on video?
It's a
sure.
God.
Darko, favorite part of Radio Statler for these 8 seconds you were able to be here.
Yeah, my hope kind of sucked. I'd say our panel actually kicking some serious ass this time.
Yeah. We had a real panel.
We really did. Yeah. It wasn't just like...
With living people this time.
We weren't all trash.
And we didn't have a drunken heckler.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good.
Speaking of trash, again, this is...
here we go.
Rectal Malort.
Yeah.
With some of my ridiculous pole spiritus.
Oh, he's shaking.
He's shaking.
He's literally shaking right now.
I can't handle watching it.
I'm going to move my laptop out of the way in case it comes back up.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's got to burn.
It's good.
Yeah, I don't believe that for a second.
It's because the spirit just waters the Malort.
Yeah. No, it was. It's, call the fire department.
Oh, man. Yeah, that panel was amazing.
I'm not blowing out any birthday candles anytime soon.
I counted about 65 people in the audience who all stayed for the entire thing because they were legitimately interested. Most of them were new, which was super cool.
Yeah, yeah. When we asked if everybody knew to Hope, like a whole bunch of hands came up.
That was awesome.
Yeah, Nick, it was really cool.
Nick God, favorite part of Radio Statler.
I'm going to go with you. The
Not that's you. Part of Radio Statler.
I'm going with Johnny X.
You're just trying to get more of my Malort. Yeah.
Johnny Christmas is always the favorite part of Hope. No, the your answer about the last minute talk that we did, that was something that like I was just like, I really want to do this. And we put out a call on Twitter and I had no idea who's going to show up.
For what?
We were going to get. The last minute talk that we did.
Oh, the inclusion. There's a problem at Hope that needs to be talked about because Hope isn't talking about it. Yeah. Kind of. Yeah. Well, or is. Yeah. Or we don't agree how Hope is talking. Anyway. And at first nobody showed up, and we're like, "Well, you know what? We're here. Let's." Yeah. Well, and it was me and one other person.
I really tried to help put the word out.
And you know what really helped? And it was when Deviant showed up.
Yeah.
And Deviant is someone that I have lengthy discussions with about these sorts of things because he calls me out all the time, and I call him out, and he's one of the greatest people I've ever met. And as soon as he opened that door and walked in, I immediately was like, fuck yeah, this is going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was so glad he was here. And then Red Queen came in with Mouse. Mm-hmm. And it was a great conversation where nobody fought.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was... And we came to an agreement, at least, on the attendee side of how we felt about Hope and what we felt should happen. And I think that was the most... I think that's what was necessary, was to have someone being like, yeah... We agree. We're sorry you feel that way. You shouldn't feel that way. We all love you. And, like, we're, like, the unsupportive people who are at Hope are such a super ridiculous minority and are everywhere. Yeah. It's not a Hope thing at all. That you should pay them no mind. And it sucks that they tried to suck up some time when they did. Mm-hmm. But that was all they got. And they were gone shortly after. Yeah. And I feel like it brought a lot of people closer together, which is hilarious because it was the exact opposite response that was desired from all the instigators. Like,
well, it was done what it was needed to do. And I was just glad that we got the opportunity to do that.
You had a lot of people who were saying, like, hey, I'm being oppressed and my speech is being suppressed by way of me being just afraid to say anything.
Yeah.
And so many people's response was, fuck that. Like, what do you need to say? The rest of us are totally willing to listen to you because that's why we're here. Yeah. And, like, so many conversations were fostered, and it was great. So, like, something really great came of that horrible situation.
Real quick, that's one of the things I love about doing radio here at Radio Statler is just bringing in all sorts of different voices and opinions and people just to express themselves.
And I think just outside of Radio Statler, too. Like, I had a lot of conversations with that, like that. And I think that the end result was... Even people who thought their voice was being taken away, like now people were stopping to listen to them. like the exact, the polar opposite goal. And like, that's awesome. And I think that people who initially may have had a bad taste in their mouth from Hope are now leaving with a better view of it. And yeah, there's problems. There's problems everywhere. But I think like we at least did a small part to kind of turn that around. And that's cool.
Speaking of bad taste in people's mouths, my back molars are still playing Bjork albums. Just in a quick update.
Weird.
Cool. Funny?
Funny?
Favorite part of Hope?
Come on.
Where? Hey,
besides yourself?
I skipped the line and I went in and said that about Bernie.
Oh, okay. All
the
right.
The whole Anzi thing.
That the Anzi thing was pretty good. Stop it.
So for me, like I hop in and like, you know, do interviews when I feel like stealing it from somebody.
Damn good.
I like that Stape was so available this year. Because I feel like last time you were only here for a short period, or 2 years ago maybe.
I don't recall. Well, it was 2 years. I don't know.
I feel like
I did a lot more interviews this year.
A recent year where you only were here at Hope for like a day or something.
Yeah, I think I came late and I left early.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was 2 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. I had like a newborn.
Yeah. Right, yeah. So yeah, just it was keep cool having you around again.
Stereo Semantics came in.
Oh.
And so this was like someone I've never met before, someone who didn't grow up where I did. And when we were young, we saw a TV show called Connections, which connected weird science things together. So, you know, you'd flow from one science topic to another.
Like Freakonomics, but for science.
Yeah. So in college, I had this idea where I wanted to do a radio show where I would do something like that with music, like really obscure random things and connect all the songs.
Yeah.
And when he was telling me, I was like, well, guess who you're going to meet?
And I met, and that's exactly what she did,
yeah.
And implemented it in a better way than I ever imagined it could be done. And just that it's someone that I never met, and maybe I hope I meet her again, but like, we had so much in common that we had like literally the same thought, and she executed it beyond my wildest expectation of being able to do it myself.
I actually made the comment that I'm sad that conversation happened right outside our booth, because that would have been a perfect intro.
Like when I discovered what she was doing and how she was doing it, like I shat myself.
Eyes lit up, and
it was literally what, like I had a desire to do that so hard. And
such an awesome idea.
Such an awesome
idea.
For
anyone who missed that, please go, or just go check out Stereo Semantics on the internet.
I'm going to hunt down her podcast. Video. Like linking songs together by, like, not even just topic, but like producer, references.
Region.
It was awesome. Yeah.
Also, just real quick shout, congratulations to, like, seriously, for you, Stape, for getting the website done out early and everything worked and it was perfect.
Oh, yeah. You always click this stuff out. You work for 36 hours.
Yeah, because I had seen you hammer it away like right before, but this one
and
was
now
like,
we have
I
all
was
the
like,
archives
shit,
up. It's like in a lot better place than it was.
I remember literally being up for like days straight just editing the audio, which Beach's wife has been doing now. Holy crap.
Congratulations to her,
Yeah, Stape is like the most like hands on the keyboard part of Radio Statler.
Yeah, for the first day I didn't. And then, I mean, once the website was done, it was just, hanging out, waiting for interviews. It was great.
Which let you be on the air more, which was awesome.
Yeah.
All right. We got to get up to Hope closing ceremonies.
Yep.
We have been Radio Statler. We all have been. It's been...
For 10 years.
I want to say...
For 10 years.
And I want to say this is my favorite year doing Radio Statler.
Agreed.
The talk, our panel, the all the speakers, like it just, we executed it super well. Like it was awesome.
Yeah.
I'm proud of what we put together.
10 more years.
We have 10 more years to break it back down.
Now we're just going downhill. Yeah. We're going to crash.
I'm just glad we have goals. I'm just glad we have goals now.
Now we can get a budget and get a better table.
What's this budget?
I did.
Like healthy for you?
The budget is going to be just another table.
A roof?
Yeah.
Oh, no, don't ever put a roof on this roof again. No, I'm sorry I said that.
Air conditioning.
Oh, man.
We all had that the first year.
I know.
All right, guys. We have been, and we will be in 2 years. Radio Statler, thank you for listening. Check out the archives on the website that will be there year-round. And we'll see you at Hope 14, whatever that may be named.
Hope 2020.
13.
13.
Yep.
This is 12.
But also 14,
yes.
So whatever. All right.
Statler, we can't count.
Good day, good night, guys.
Woo!
See you next time.
Bye.
Peace.